views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. This is where authentic change takes flight. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'll be talking with Joan Doyle, author of Spirit is Talking to You, about how to tap into our connection to spirit so that we can receive the guidance that makes our lives so much easier. And Joan will also be giving away a free MP3 download that has stories from the book read by herself and her husband. So be sure and stay tuned for that later in the hour. But first, we're going to start with our healing meditation as we do each week. And again, this week, I would like for it to just be general. Think about someone or something that you feel needs love and healing, and it can be yourself. And as you do this, you're just going to breathe and open your heart for that love and healing to take place. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. Deep breath in and release that. Thanks for joining us on that. Well, I want to remind you, I started talking about this last week, but I want to remind you that beginning at the end of June, I'm going to be making some format changes to the show. And this is because as I continue to evolve and change what and how I want to help others also evolves. And so my vision for the show from the beginning has always been to help listeners who were feeling unhappy and stuck and needed some guidance. And in the past, I've done this by offering guests with perspectives and tools that might be helpful, as well as through shows where I share tarot and intuitive guidance with callers. And in addition, I've always done the light bulb moment, which we'll talk about in just a moment, where I share a personal experience that helped me shift my perspective and change, and where a light bulb came on for me. That's why it's called the light bulb moment. And the idea behind the light bulb moment is that my experience might trigger you to notice something similar in yourself that would also lead to a shift in your light bulb. So building on this light bulb moment concept, beginning at the end of June, it'll be with the June 30th show. So it is the very end of June. I'll be sharing the light bulb moment at the beginning of the show instead of at the end like I do now. And then I'm going to open up the lines, phone lines for calls callers with a problem or issue that they need help with. And it can be related to what I talked about in the light bulb moment or not. It can be anything that you need help with in your life. And my goal is to help each caller move to a new place by the end of the call, or at least trigger something that as they go forward will create that shift in them. And also to help trigger shifts in listeners who can identify with the caller or can identify with the guidance that the caller receives. So that's the change that I'm going to be making in a couple weeks. And I'm letting you know about it now because I want you to be prepared to listen live so you can call in, because I'd really love to talk to people live and help them as well as the people listening get some change. And part of the shift in this show format is because I've returned my focus to coaching people to find their life purpose, and in particular, how to apply that life purpose in their career or in starting a business. And I've been doing that type of coaching for more than 5 years, but I had been putting my focus and energy elsewhere for a while, so I wasn't doing it as much as I used to. And now I'm feeling really reinvigorated around that and inspired to help you figure out what you came here to Earth to do in this lifetime. And I'll be using my tried and true tools that I've been using for the past 5 or 6 years, along with some new ones that I've learned in the past year. And I'll also be including tarot and numerology in that coaching, if that's something that speaks to you and you'd like to use. So I'm also telling you about that because I'm opening up my schedule now to take coaching clients. And if you're feeling like you need to sort out your life purpose, give me a call to schedule a free initial consultation so we can talk about what program might be best for you or how to approach it might be best for you. And my phone number is 206-792-9912. And it's 206-792-9912. Or you can shoot me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And one more thing I want to share before I introduce our guest. I've been talking a lot more at the beginning of the show than I usually do, but I want to give you a preview of this week's light bulb moment. And this weekend I attended a workshop that was put on by the Alternatives to Violence Project. And lately I've been drawn to nonviolent communication, which can also be called compassionate communication. I've taken some workshops around that. And this workshop really felt kind of like a natural extension to that. And I had some really interesting insights over the weekend. And I know that these came about because I was able to be in beginner's mind, which is really about not thinking that I already knew all of this, even though a lot of it was related to stuff I already knew. And during this week's lightbulb moment, later in the show, I'll share a little bit more about what I discovered this weekend and how a beginner's mind practice can help us each learn and grow. So be sure and stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. But now I'm finally going to introduce today's guest. Joan Doyle has been a spiritual counselor with Centers for Spiritual Living since 2005. She specializes in her work as counselor and teacher in promoting harmonious relationships as well as individual empowerment as people navigate change, loss, or confusion in their lives. Her own path to transformation fires her enthusiasm to share the keys for freedom and greater happiness that she has discovered on that journey. She's also an award-winning watercolorist and animator with many major feature film credits. She was born in Ireland and has lived in Los Angeles since 1993. Let's welcome Joan Doyle to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Laura. Great to be here with you today.
Well, I'm very happy to have you here with us and grateful to have you here with us because your little book, Spirit, well, I won't say little book, your book, Spirit is Talking to You. I just loved it. I read it over this past week. And for listeners, it's filled with stories of how people paid attention or were called to pay attention to a way that Spirit was giving them guidance. And I just love that there are so many different ways that it can show up. And really the key is for us to pay attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just love that you're adding in the light bulb moments into your show, because these stories are kind of what they are, really. It's like when you pay attention, you will get the light bulb moment if
absolutely.
You're paying attention. Because
yes.
if you're not, then, you know, you're just going to struggle some more, you know. And So, and also I think, you know, when people ask for things or they pray for things or put in things in prayer and we get them, we tend to move on.
Right.
And look for the next thing,
yes,
rather than really acknowledge what we've received. And so definitely paying attention to realize how blessed you are, you know, what,
yes,
you have received, what Spirit has given you, and, you know, just acknowledging that, it's huge.
A couple of weeks ago on the Lightbulb Moment, I had shared how I had had kind of one of these, you know, middle of the night meltdowns over finances. And I asked for help, and it was really not help about give me money, but help about help me see that there are other ways that I can get money besides, you know, somebody writing a paycheck by getting a job.
Right.
And
usually our own thinking is too small.
Exactly.
So much larger, and we forget we can actually open up to it.
Right. And I went back to sleep. I had a dream about selling jewelry. And then that morning I got a phone call where a car accident I'd been in a year or 2.5 years ago that was paid by an insured motorist. Now the motorist was paying it back. And so I was getting my deductible back. That happened all within like 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I had to pay attention and notice that, right? You know, it's
right.
Like I couldn't just think, oh, this was a dream, not guidance.
Right.
And
right.
The thing that I really got into, and I've been moving in this direction, but this particular experience really got me really in the moment acknowledging and saying thank you, mm-hmm, when those things come up for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Great. Gratitude really opens doors. And I think especially if you practice it last thing before you go to sleep, it's like opening your consciousness to, you know, when you're in your dream state, you're, mm-hmm, so much more open to inspiration.
Well, you know, that's so interesting because I used to do a gratitude practice where in the morning I would like write a list. And now what I do is right before I go to sleep, I just lay in bed and go through what went on that day and what I'm grateful for. So I think that that's great to think about how it does then impact my dream state.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, I do the same thing. I write down every night 5 things before I go to sleep that I'm grateful for that happened that day. And sometimes it's the same thing over and over.
Right.
And I also try to, you know, really, the things that we overlook most of the time, like my organs worked perfectly today.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, I saw with my eyes today, you know, I walked across a room today, you know, that we take so many things for granted and there's always something we can find gratitude for at,
yes,
the end of the day. And the other thing in that same journal, I used to keep a list at the start of the journal of the things that are fun for me to do, because sometimes I forget to add something fun into my day. And so I always have that list, like write a letter to a family member, you know, play dance to one of my favorite songs, you know, things like that. So just because sometimes we go through a day and we forget that,
yes,
actually have fun. And then doing the gratitude at night reminds us, oh, well, tomorrow I'm going to add some fun in, you know.
Right.
Because there's always more fun to be had. And we're not here for suffering. We're
I tell
here
you,
for joy.
I think that that's a fabulous idea because I am someone who, you know, I do not, you know, you get so focused on what you're doing, you don't remember to have fun. At least,
right,
that's me. And so I love that you have a list of things that are fun. So,
yeah,
you don't even have to really think about it. It's like you just go to your list and go, oh, yeah, I could do this.
Right, right.
Yeah,
yeah. I found that particularly useful because, like I say, we do. We get into, what do I have to do today?
Right.
What are my list of things to do today? Oh, I had to work all day. Then I had to make dinner. Then I had to whatever. And it's like, oh, you know, I forgot me. I forgot to just do something, have a laugh, call a friend, you know, whatever. It just take a few moments for me and remember I'm here for joy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, even so on
that intention.
On that fun note, it is time for us to take a quick break, and the listeners can go have some fun for 3 minutes while we take our break. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Joan will share more about how we can hear Spirit talking to us.
Everybody keep...
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on June 18th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Key Center in Bellevue. Come learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them regular love and attention. Each attendee will receive a brief reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Register now. Call 844-BE-INTUIT or visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R and letter U, intuit.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com.
This time, oh, there's gonna be some ups and downs, but with you to wrap my heart.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Joan Doyle, author of Spirit Is Talking With You, or Talking to You. And before we continue, Joan, I'd love for you to share with listeners how they can find the book and how they can find you.
Well, you can find the book on Amazon. Look under Books for Spirit Is Talking to You. You can also get it through my website, which is of the same title, Spirit Is Talking to You. And I just checked right this minute, and because the price varies on Amazon from time to time.
Right.
Right now it's $13.45, I think. On my website, it's $13 plus shipping, but you get an autographed copy if you get it directly from me.
Yes, there is a benefit to that.
Right. And on the site, you can learn about, you know, the spiritual counseling that I do. I also am an artist, so I have some artwork there that you can view also.
Very, very good. So so if people are interested in your services, you can do it remotely by phone?
I can. I can work over Skype. We can do it phone or Skype, whatever works for the individual, wherever they are, and of course in person if you're in LA.
Yes, she's in the L.A. area. Mm-hmm. So so when I was reading the book, you start out with this story. It's actually your husband's story about pennies. And I just really loved that. And I loved how when you got introduced to that story, you also started seeing coins everywhere. So I'd love for you to share just briefly what that was, you know, what the story is, and then how it's impacted your life.
Right. Well, at this step one step back because before I met my husband, I had been I'd been on Match.com for about 2 years, one date and maybe a second date, and slowly I was pretty much putting myself out there as someone who was interested in spirituality. Mm. It was kind of something I kept a little bit hidden. It wasn't what I put up front because I thought it would put people off, which is really silly.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is so much of who I am and so important in my life. Why would I try to hide it? You know, I'm just not being myself. So the more I became myself, the more likely I was to meet someone who would match me. So I met my husband on Match.com, and we'd had a one date similar to what I'd been having pretty much with all the guys I was meeting. And I just thought, well, yeah, he's a nice person. We'll stay in touch. And we did. And I have met many male friends on Match.com. I actually missed being part of Match.com because of the great people I would meet. But anyway, we stayed in touch. And during that time, I was looking for somewhere to meditate that was close to home because my church was a half-hour drive from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he knew of a place. And so I kept getting in contact with him saying, do you want to go to that spiritual center? I'd like to meditate, you know. And so finally, we got it together and we made it to the meditation center. And I loved it. And afterwards, we had lunch and we sat down at the table. And my husband said, oh, look, there's a penny on our table. And I thought, well, that's a big deal. It's just a penny.
Yeah, it's not worth much.
Yeah. And he said, oh, but you don't know what a penny means to me. And penny means to me that because it says in God we trust, it means that I'm on my perfect path today. And I thought, oh, okay, that's nice. So he told me the backstory of how he had a mentor who, you know, shared this with him many years before. And so what the idea is that when you find a penny, it's either you need to ask yourself, am I going in the right direction? Or if you've been thinking about making a decision and you just made it and you find the penny, then that's like your affirmation. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you're on the right path. Another day we were talking about going to dinner, simple as going to a new restaurant. We decided, oh, let's try that place. And we found a penny. And it turned out, you know, that was one of our hangouts for the coming years, you know.
Right.
But always, you know, after we had lunch that day and he felt he was on his perfect path, it was like that was the day that our relationship completely transformed. It was like we saw each other in a different way. We ended up spending that entire day together and sort of really opening up more to one another and kind of suddenly seeing something completely different in each other than we'd ever seen before, to the point where I kind of look and I'm like, where did you come from? You know, I've known you for a year, but now I'm seeing something completely different, you know? And he'd say, well, what is it you're seeing? We'd look in each other's eyes and I was like, I see the biggest heart I've ever met, you know? And that was kind of, we were both coming to the place of really having an open heart to be able to love in an unconditional way like neither of us had ever done mm-hmm. before. And it really was a transformation. So that penny is very significant.
So did you keep that penny?
Oh, yes. We actually, I don't know now, that one, because he would have had to keep that one. I know I have a drawer full of pennies.
Oh, okay.
And they're stuck on cards, and they have a little blurb. It's like, this penny I found when this happened, you know? So it was because I had a drawer full of these pennies stuck on cards and quarters and euros and, you know, all these things. And because of this drawer full of cards, my husband was encouraging me to write the stories up, and that's how the book came about. I thought at first, because I love writing, and at first I thought, well, a whole book about penny stories? I don't know. It might get a bit monotonous. So then I opened it up to friends and people at church and, you know, made the website and invited people to submit stories. And then the fun began. It was like all these stories started coming to me, and it was just so much fun for me. This is one of the most fun projects I have ever worked on in my lifetime.
Well, I tell you, it must be fun because every single story that you hear just affirms again the power that is there.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. And I think for people already on the path, this is definitely an affirmation. This is like, oh, I'm not the only one.
Right.
And people who are searching, it's like an encouragement to look, to ask, to invite. It's like courting the presence, mm-hmm. you know, of spirit and the guides and the angels and whoever it is that's there to help you. Because so many, much of the time, we go around thinking, it's just me and I'm all alone and I'm, you
right.
know, we're kind of closed off and in fear or whatever it might be. And it's just this, I hope that the message in this book is for people, just open up for a moment, you know, just take a breath and invite, you know, inspiration, invite an angel to guide you to, you know, the stories are broken up into categories. And so there are several categories, like writing. One of my things, I journal all the time. Mm-hmm. I invite spirit's inspiration when I write. If I'm having a difficult situation, I sit down and I just write all the, you know, the crap that comes to my mind. I just let it out. It's like morning pages from the
right.
Artist Way, if you've ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Start out that way, and you just let all the crud out. And then by the end of the writing, I find, okay, I'm coming to a calmer place now. Now I'm seeing, you know, the love in this situation or the solution that's coming to the fore now after all, you know, I've written all that out. So it's a process of kind of just getting the stuff out of your head and putting it down. That's one method that you can invite spirit's presence. You can also just, there's left-hand writing and right-hand writing,
yes.
where you ask the question and get the answer with the other hand. Meditation, of course, is one of the best ways to sit
mm-hmm.
quietly. And that's, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't get any answers when I sit quietly, but it may not come while you're meditating. But
right.
because you have meditated, you have slowed down so that during the day, the possibility that the inspiration will pop in.
And I would add to that you really... you need to be prepared that it might not show up in the way you expect.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
I've had that experience where it wasn't until like the end of the day and I went, oh, that was the answer to
right.
that question I asked.
Right, right, right. And I think we're so in a hurry these days and we want the answer. We want it now. We want to have a solution by the end of the day and we want, you know, and it's like... And I love this idea that impatience is distrust, you know, that wanting
right.
it now is distrusting that it's not already here.
Yes.
And when you just sit in trust, it's more of an allowing energy. It's like, okay, I know it's going to be here. If it's not here right this moment, it's going to be here. It will be here. It's here. I allow it. And there's a section called listening and allowing. And that's just
yes.
being more in that, not resisting what's going on, and just allowing.
Mm-hmm.
And being in that allowing, it's sort of, you know, there's a place for inspiration to come, you know. Let's see, some of the other headings of the sections.
So I'm going to ask you to save those because we do need to take another break. But when we come back, we'll talk about the other categories that are in the book, as well as some more stories from the book. And we'll also give away, when we come back, a free MP3 download of Joan and her husband reading some of the stories. So be sure and stay tuned for that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Yeah. Are you always asking for more and looking for that something we all know is possible? What if that something is you? Access Consciousness is saying thank you by giving free gifts to all the Dr. Pat Show listeners to create a vitalicious life. Download your 1 hour video of Dr. Dane Here's life-changing class, Being You, Changing the World, and 10 short videos packed with great simple tools for creating more ease and joy in your life, business, and relationships. Get your free gifts at accessconsciousness.me/Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Joan Doyle, author of Spirit is Talking to You. And before we talk about more of the stories in the book and some of Joan's insights, we'd like to give away, or Joan would like to give away, a free MP3 download to the first caller. And in this download are some of the stories from the book that Joan is reading or her husband has read. So it's just a different way to get exposed to these inspiring stories of spirit talking and giving guidance and wisdom. So first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, if you want a copy of that MP3 download, 800-930-2819. First caller. Thank you so much. So, Joan, on the break, we were talking a little bit about something that has been up for you in your lifetime and that you're really focused on in your life around this idea that whatever is happening, I am safe and secure in this present moment. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think when I was younger, my life was just drama. I mean, it just felt like everything became huge. And I think that, that's pretty typical teenager 20s.
Sure.
Your emotions are most prominent, and something goes wrong, it's like the end of the world. And so for me, as I matured and as I grew spiritually, was to know, to finally kind of really deeply get the message, the living message, that I'm okay no matter what the circumstances are that are happening around me. And I think the way that I was led to that was through self-compassion. And that is just basically being kind to myself, to know that even when, say, a relationship didn't work out, that didn't mean I wasn't loved. I'm
right.
still lovable. Okay, that person has chosen, I'm not the one he wants to spend the rest of his life with, but that does not have, you know, that's not a value judgment of me. Even if it's, you know, how an interview was to go, or how I set up a workshop and maybe it didn't go as flowingly as I thought, just knowing that no matter how things went, that I'm not necessarily the one who's always in control here. Spirit mm-hmm. is at work. And so I have to take the hands off a little bit and just know Spirit's working perfectly. Maybe Spirit, you know, by that ending relationship spared me from a lifetime of suffering with the wrong person. Maybe, you know, even if the workshop didn't go like I thought, whoever was there got what they needed. You know, it's just allowing myself to know that I'm okay. Spirit's doing the work through me. I can love myself even when I judge, because I'm the judge always,
right,
of what, you know, whether that was good enough or not good enough, and that despite what my inner judge says, I'm still okay. And, you know, that for me has been the biggest lesson that I've gotten, so that we're, no matter what happens, no matter what circumstance I find myself in, even if I'm feeling really, really uncomfortable and I feel like, oh, right now, I'm thinking I'm not doing the right thing. I'm not good enough. I want to create an appearance to someone, and I'm not being able to create that appearance like I'd like. Then it's just time for me to let go.
Right.
And just go with it. Know that I'm learning. Know that I can confess to this person, oh, well, you know what, I'm not feeling real confident about this situation or that, what I'm doing, or maybe you could show me how to do this. Or it's just, you know, allowing myself to, as I would have previously judged, be weak or not know everything or whatever it might be, and be okay with that.
Well, and I think that the part that struck me, I mean, I agree with all of it, but what really stood out to me is the letting go, because especially when we feel uncomfortable, we try and control. That's what happens, I think, just in our human nature. That's what we try and do, and it's the exact wrong thing.
Right.
It's
right.
The letting go that allows it to resolve in the way that it's meant to.
Right. And just knowing, like we want everything to be perfect. We want ourselves to appear perfect.
Yes.
And just to, you know, to know and acknowledge the shared nature of our imperfection, our human condition, you know, that we share that with everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know. And once we can kind of tap into being kind to ourselves in that moment and acknowledging, I'm really just like everybody else right now, you know.
Yes.
We're all perfect and imperfect all at once. And I know it's a dichotomy. But life is full of them, you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's just embracing the whole and just being. And, you know, I've matured, I feel like kindness is one of the most important qualities anybody can have, and especially myself.
For yourself, absolutely,
myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And it's sometimes more difficult to do it for ourselves than for others.
Right. Because, you know, we're trying to create our how we appear in the world to people and create things in the world. And so there's all those voices inside that they're always telling us what we shouldn't do and how we should appear and how we shouldn't appear. And it's like, nice to add a little kind voice in there, you know?
Right.
I remember one time in one of my journaling sessions, reassigning, you know, talking to that critical voice in my head going, I'm afraid we've had to downsize and your job is on the line, and I can offer you a new position, which I think you'd be really good at. And because of your, you know, the energy you bring to your job, I have another option for you. You could be my champion instead. So, you know, ever since I did that, I have felt a shift. You know, there's really, you know, it doesn't mean that I occasionally doesn't come back. It's like, Tim, sorry, I reassigned you.
Yeah.
So, your job now?
I'd like to remind you that you have a new job description.
Exactly.
And here it is. You know, I really love that. I had another guest a while ago who talked about that she would send that part of herself out for a latte when she needed
great.
A break. And but I really like reassigning the job description because it makes that shift. And I mean, we all have that piece of us as human beings. We have ego or whatever name we give to it. And so it's managing it, really.
Right. And, you know, when, like, the book Spirit is talking to you, Spirit is, for me, I mean, I call it Spirit, and I went through, you know, various ideas for the title, but I thought Spirit was a broad term. Like, some people in the book talk about God.
Right.
Some people talk about the universe, the absolute. There's one story, a friend of mine, she's an atheist, and she doesn't have any name for God. She doesn't believe in a God, but she believes that somehow we're all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this wonderful story about a bee that she met in the desert that called to her for help. And it's lovely. And so I do believe that the energy, which I call Spirit, that is back of everything in creation is one that is always encouraging us to grow. The universe itself is expanding, and so are we. And so in consciousness, it's always wanting us to grow, and it's a loving force, and it's inviting us always. You know, love, it's like fertilizer. It grows. It grows us, whereas criticism does not.
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
For me, when Spirit is talking to you, it's always a voice of love, and it's always one of to give you the idea you are connected with others. You are not separate.
Yes.
So when Spirit's talking to you, you know, it's something you want to hear. It's not something that you're going to shut off.
Right.
So when you open to it, to soften and open to it, your life is definitely going to improve. So,
and this is a perfect note for us to wrap up on, because unfortunately we have come to the end of our time. But before you go, Joan, would you share once again how people can find the book and how they can find you?
You can find me through the website of the same title as the book. It's called SpiritIsTalkingToYou.com. And you can email me through that site. You can also find the book on Amazon. At the moment, it's at the same price as I offered on my website, $13 for autographed copy plus tax and shipping.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And we had such a spirited conversation.
I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you, Laura.
And I really loved the books. I do encourage people to go out and find it. Thanks so much, Joan.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is about beginner's mind and how approaching something that you might think you already know as if you don't can really be some freedom, and you might be surprised at what you learn. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Joan Doyle, author of Spirit is Talking to You, and you can find more about Joan and her book at spiritistalkingtoyou.com. And some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me on Facebook at the Laura Longley Show, and I do post there frequently with ideas and videos, and we have some great conversations. On Twitter, I'm Laura Longley SHO, and of course, always at thelauralongleyshow.com. So earlier in the show, I was talking about this workshop that I took over the weekend, Alternatives to Violence Project, and Beginner's Mind, and how that came into it for me. And really what happened was that when I signed up for the workshop, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. And I just signed up maybe 3 or 4 days before it started. It just came to me in email and I was like, oh, this seems interesting. And I wasn't really sure why I wanted to take it. I didn't know what I wanted to get out of it. So that helped me be more in the place of beginner's mind, which is, you know, thinking I don't know. Because I didn't have a specific purpose for the information. So I decided to just be open to whatever showed up or whatever resonated for me. And I also knew that a lot of the material was not going to be new. I've done a lot of these kinds of workshops over the years. So I really wanted to be open to what was new that I would discover. And it wouldn't necessarily be in the material, but it would be in an insight for myself. And in conjunction with that, I've also been working on dropping the roles that I play or the masks that I wear, meaning I've been working on showing up authentically without having to be in a role like being the radio show host, being the interviewer, being the teacher, or even in this case, being the learner. But just being me. And so I thought this is another great opportunity to practice letting go of being in any role at all and just showing up and being open to whatever was in this for me. And also by letting go of roles, I could let go of making it about anyone else, because in order to be in a role, there has to be an other. In order for me to be a teacher, there has to be a student. In order for me to be an interviewer, there has to be an interviewee. So by dropping the roles, it could not be about others at all. It could just be about me. So beginner's mind really is about approaching something with the attitude of, I don't know anything about this. What can I learn? And the combination of the intentions to be in beginner's mind and also to drop my roles led to some kind of interesting observations for me. I was more able to notice and say what was true for me because partly it freed me up from having to already know it. And it was okay for me to be uncertain. And it was okay for me to ask about things that, if I was in the role of I already know this, oh, well, I should already know this. I wouldn't ask about it. And because I didn't have to play a certain role, I didn't have to be the person who already knew this material and helped others or, you know, whatever it might be. I could just be me and get whatever I got out of it. And, you know, some of the other things that I discovered for myself were that I was once again reminded of how much I like knowing what the rules are or the expectations. This was last week's light bulb moment about, you know, how I'm really trying to move away from needing to know the rules and just going with what's right for me. And there was one exercise where I was really confused about the rules. And I found how I got hung up with, I wasn't clear on what I was supposed to do. So I just kind of threw up my hands. Okay, I still could participate. Other people were participating. And so that was kind of a really good noticing for me. How much do I quit because I feel like I don't know what the rules are? And I discovered that I could play. And this is something Joan and I talked a little bit about at the beginning of the show. I really have a lot of trouble just playing. And by play, I mean doing an activity simply because it's fun with no other purpose in mind. And in this workshop, they did, it was very experiential. It wasn't like we were taking notes or things, but, you know, they would be giving us information. And they'd have maybe two activities like that. And then they'd have what they called a light and lively activity. And they were games. And they were games like you would play when you were a kid, you know, like musical chairs or something like that, which, I mean, has no purpose other than being fun. I have not laughed so hard in, I would almost venture to say, years. We probably did maybe three or four of those every day. And it was one yesterday. I was laughing so hard that I couldn't even open my eyes. My eyes were squeezed shut. There were tears running down my face. I have not laughed like that in ages. And it felt so good to just feel it. And if I hadn't been in beginner's mind, I don't know that I could have been as free to just experience that as I was. And I was also able to accept something about myself that I had previously judged. And that is, if I think that I'm in physical danger in a situation, let's say someone's harming someone else or an animal, and I think that I might be in danger if I intervene, I can't act. And I have to say I've never faced that where I've had to decide that. But in my mind, when I think about it, I don't think I could intervene. And going through this process where there were exercises where this came up, this kind of thing came up, I was able to accept, okay, that's just where I'm at. And that's just how I would have to be right now in my life and not judge it. And I was able to share that with the rest of the group without feeling like there was something wrong with me, even though some of them might be able to physically intervene to stop harm. And even though I might wish that I was different, once I accepted that this is where I am right now, then I could think through, okay, what would I do if I were faced with this situation? I know that I would not cross the street and confront someone. I just would not do that. And who knows, maybe in the heat of the moment I would, but in my mind, I wouldn't do that. So what could I do that would be helpful to a situation like that? And that was really useful. It allowed me to get past the judgment, which then allowed me to come up with, okay, what would be something that I could do? So to summarize, not having preconceived notions about what I should know and who I should be, what role I should play in the workshop, freed me up to get the most from it. So for you, just generically, beginner's mind, ideally, we would approach all activities with beginner's mind. And you start initially with something you don't know much about because it's easier to be a beginner then. And just be curious. And don't think you already know the answer or the outcome. And allow yourself to ask questions and stay open to being surprised. I got surprised this weekend. And as you practice more just being curious and being open to what you don't know and what might show up, bring this attitude to activities where you kind of have the attitude of, I've been there, done that. I already know this. And really see how much more you can gain from it. I want to remind you again that the show is going to be changing format and it's going to be a call-in show beginning June 30th. And I would really love for you to listen live so that you can call in with your questions and problems that you need some guidance with. And also a reminder that I'm opening up spaces for life purpose coaching and with a specific emphasis on career and business. And if you're interested in that, shoot me an email at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Joan Doyle, for sharing such great information on talking to spirit and listening to spirit. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.